Mind Your Show, with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cav the Don, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy Roos Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand.
Where is the plug?
You don't need a plug for flat
I need to
hair.
Do my hair.
But it's Monday morning on the Brad Gilmore
Show.
That's
why I need to do my hair. Before you came to the studio.
Yeah, good idea. Because
there
we're about
no
to leave
cameras.
The studio. And you're about to be hairless.
I'm not going to be hairless.
You're going to have not good hair or whatever.
Yeah.
We have a good show for you today. We have the lovely and talented...
Venziel,
which she explains what her name means and is going to put all you rappers to shame.
Shame.
Because she actually has an idea behind her name, not something generic and stupid.
Like Brad Gilmore.
Like Brad Gilmore. Like DJ Motai has meaning behind his name. Peach is generic and stupid. Brad Gilmore, generic and stupid.
Actually, first of all, you know.
Ratchet. We got it.
It's ratchete.
It's ratchete. Anyway, great show. She's a 13-year-old girl. She sings her heart out. A great performer. So I can't wait to actually get into this interview so we can hear her thoughts about things. We talk about her career, videos, and all that. But we're not going to keep you long.
So what do we need a microphone for? Because I just said we could make it quick, and then you made it quick anyway, and you made sure that all of us grabbed microphones.
You could have just finished right now, but then you went on with the scholarship.
Yeah. I know. I'm drawing it out just because Brad does that.
So, DJ Motai, you ready for the Monday morning music mix?
For sure.
Let's go. Pause.
I'm in the dark. Does anybody ever flash that? You tell me, see the way to cure the hurt and the pain. Tell me when to fight and claim the victory. I don't wanna be nothing but myself. Was in the dark so long. What really am, was my destiny? Searching for the wrong material things. Trying too hard to be a different me.
I wanna be, wanna be.
Just break open the bond and roam free. It's like I'm stuck in a room and nothing but darkness around me. Won't stop climbing the walls until the light has found me. I tried to succeed. But if I come tumbling down, who'll be there to catch me? It was all in me. Everything I need. My true identity, yeah. I had to believe in the greater me. See myself as a radiant being. In the dark, yeah. 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 In the dark, yeah.
the dark, in the dark, yeah. In the dark, in the dark, yeah. In the dark, in the dark, in the dark, yeah.
I can see the light. I can see the light. Now I can move on. It was all in me. I can see the light. Now I can move on. It was all in me. All the time. Oh, 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 oh. It was all in me.
Hey guys, this is Vin Zeal, and you're tuning in to the Brad Gilmore Show, Mondays at 8 a.m.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 102nd edition of the Brad Gilmore Show, and the 27th overall edition. I messed it up, but the 27th overall edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. We're at Peaches. How you doing? Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I think it's funny when Brad has voice cracks.
Do I just had one?
Yep.
Why'd you have to point it out? Now all the listeners are going to listen the whole time.
Yeah, they're going to go back 15 seconds.
You can do that on the app. You can go.
That's what I'm saying. You go back 15 seconds.
I don't think they care.
How you doing, Peaches?
I'm good. Trying to buckle my shoe. Still.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time doing it, especially with one hand. Everything going good with you?
You know, this fake Monday morning.
Hashtag fake Monday mornings. We have a good show for you today, Motai. Don't check your watch. We just started.
No, it's 8 in the morning.
Tell him. Don't let him tell you what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Peaches, we talked about this last week. You're hostile. You're coming for people's necks. I have a necktie on right now.
Because you told Tyler what to do, and I want him to stand up for himself?
Yeah. This doesn't have to do with
you. I usually don't listen to him anyway, so.
Get out my swirl.
What is this? Did I miss it? Like,
is that an inside joke that we need to be let on?
Clearly. At least it's you and I, because we're not here for this.
Get out my swirl. All right.
What? You're a swirl now?
Stop swirling. We're trying to do the interview. We have a good show for you today. We almost forgot to introduce our guests. Peaches, I'm going to let you. This is going to be your designated task from now on, is introducing our guests. Go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Brazil?
Yes.
Where'd that come from?
My middle name is Vinay, and then the Vin means conqueror, and then the Zeal means quick to go after what you want.
Cool. Now, I wish
so much
my
better
name
than
had
Peaches.
A name. You know,
so much better than your name.
I've actually tried to get rid of Peaches, but nobody wants me to let it go. Like, people introduce me to their parents as Peaches, and I try to go introduce myself as my real name, and then they just go right behind me. So
you're
trying.
Peaches. So Vin is your middle name,
and then Vin Zeal. No. Let me restate that. Vinay is my middle.
Vinay is your middle name,
yes.
And Zeal means what again?
Quick to go after what you want.
How'd you figure that out?
I didn't.
Someone came up with it for you?
I'm not really sure who came up with it.
But you just started rocking with it.
Yes.
Now, how old are you?
13.
13 years old. And I want to preface this by saying I've seen her perform maybe 3 or 4 times, right? Uh-huh. You have 2.
Right.
At the Red Cat. You have once, right, Peaches?
Yes.
She performed at the Debonair Lounge at the Scope Show. Rocked the entire room. She had everyone was kind of on the outer edges of the room, you know, uh-huh. like it was like a third grade dance, and no one really just wants to get in the mix yet. No one wants to get in the swirl. No one wants to get in the swirl yet. But then when she started rocking, everyone boom came in the middle. Very, very great performer. How long have you been out performing right now, Vinzil? You're 13, so I can't imagine that long.
Well, I was doing it last month and the month before that. And this summer, June.
Since the summertime. So how many shows do you think roughly you've played? Her face looks like a lot. That's what it looks like.
Too many to count.
Too many to count.
Well, I started off the first day of summer. That's whenever everything started off. And then I had one, two, three. I'm not sure.
A lot. But so, this summer was your first time, though, getting on the stage and performing.
Normally, I would just do it at, recitals and everything, and just, different, church events, but that's pretty much it.
Do you remember recitals, Motai? Remember when we had to do piano recitals?
I still have to. I'm taking piano in college.
Really?
It's part of my major.
What's your major?
Audio engineering.
Piano?
Communications.
Oh. Huh. So you do the recitals?
Yeah, I'm going to have to at the end of the year, yeah.
You're shaking your leg. You're a little nervous about that, huh?
Yeah, I have to do a duet.
Oh, you have to do the duet? Yes. I hated doing that in high school. You remember that? By the way, unrelated note, completely off topic, Lamar Choir sang with Bun B last night at the Houston Symphony.
That's cool. I think this whole thing we're talking about is off topic.
It is, but I got on a tangent, and this is what we do, all right?
And then he just had this whole conversation in the car about how these tangents and how much he hates them.
But I start the – if I start it, it's fine.
You start all the tangents.
Okay, back to Vinzio. All right, Peaches, I'm going to deal with you later. All right, so you've been performing all summer, and you, like I said, I've seen you play three or four times. But what made you want to start the career? So you said you were singing in church a lot and singing at recitals, school plays, I imagine, stuff mm-hmm. like that. You do any musicals?
I actually performed at the Ensemble Theater since I was really little, and we did singing, acting, and dancing, and so that kind of got me my start.
Okay,
that's
so
exciting.
Peaches, don't you like look at this and wish you started earlier in life?
You know, I did ballet once. I was the Sugar Plum Fairy. And then, yeah, about ballet. No, I can't sing. I want to know how to sing, but singing is not my thing.
She can teach you.
I've heard you sing. I'm quite jealous of you. You're amazing. To put that out there. You know, I limp sync with people while they're singing, and then I just imagine it.
I think you just said limp sync. Limp.
Thank you. Are you mad because he pointed out your voice cracked?
I'm looking for all y'all's mistakes now. I'm going to redeem myself by the end of this.
Was it scary when you started?
Actually, whenever I first started off, I was like really nervous before every performance. And then as I started doing it more, I really don't get nervous anymore. It's kind of just like natural.
Do you have like a ritual that you do before every performance to get yourself in the zone?
Kind of just cross my fingers and like, hope this one turns out well.
You hope I don't mess up.
So have you had a bad show yet? Do you think you've had a bad show?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What made it bad?
Everything. Like, the guitar was falling down off the stand, and I was like, then I got down on my knees, and I had like whitish colored pants, and then there was a stain on my knee.
Can you play the guitar as well?
Yes.
What instruments do you play?
Just guitar, but I want to play the drums. I think that's cool.
You know, Brad knows somebody that can play the drums.
Whoa, that's thank nice. You, Peaches.
You're welcome.
Throwing that out there.
I you're right. We're in it. Avery, Brad, he's in a band, so he has somebody that plays the drums.
She's seen us play.
You know, got to keep it in house. And she want to learn how to play the drums. We know somebody know how to play the drums. You can teach her the drums.
I don't like your whole vibe right now, all right?
You don't like me today.
No, I'm actually not too happy with you over the last couple weeks. But we're not going to let this bleed into Vinzio's interview, all right, Peaches? Don't roll your eyes at me. I'm not for it today. I'm not the one.
You see how he treats me?
You got to learn how to treat people like this, Vinzio, in the entertainment world, all right? People are going to come for your neck. She's a necker.
Now, who do you think is coming for whose neck?
Yeah, I'm kind of confused.
So, okay, let's figure this out. So you're playing the guitar, mm-hmm. performing. You've had a couple bad shows. You said one or two maybe bad shows. You got the stain on the pants. No good. I actually, Motai doesn't know this even. One of our first shows ripped my jeans completely.
Ooh.
What show was this?
The second time we played at Numbers ever. Ripped my jeans completely. No one was able to know. I actually had basketball shorts in
Where
the car.
Where did you rip them?
No, like at the seam, the crevice of the the centralized location of all pants.
So what's your favorite show that you've played so far?
I probably have to say my last performance. I really enjoyed myself, and I thought I did pretty good.
Where was this?
At the Demo Lounge.
This was at the lounge. I'm saying she was rocking it. Everyone in this room was pretty much not there except for the people who were. I had to think about that. But no, she rocked it. She did. You did. What songs did you perform? You performed your original song, right?
I performed my original song, Never Forget. And I did J. Cole's Crooked Smile. And I'm Not My Hair. And In the Dark as well.
In the Dark.
That's why
In the Dark's your record, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one you have a video for?
Yes.
Okay, I saw this last night. The video completely, I can't think of the right proper word right now, but completely like topples all the other local rappers and all these people's videos like
so
this.
So if they wanted to find it, where could they go look right now?
on my website or YouTube. And my website is www.vinzeal.com.
Can you spell that for them?
V-I-N-Z-E-A-L.
Okay, she has a website. She has videos like with like green screen effects. She has a full band. She plays guitar. She sings really well. She can rock at 13, Peaches. What were you doing at 13?
Playing basketball, AAU.
You know what I was doing? Not paying attention in school. That's what I was doing at 13. How is it school? You must be, everyone must love you from your school right now. You must be a superstar. Yo, you're rolling your eyes. Is that not true?
No.
People do not like you at school.
No, they like me, but I'm kind of at like the middle of the food chain right now.
Okay.
Working my way up, but still coming back down.
I think you're being a little modest. I think you're the superstar, all right? I was talking to San Diego over here last night, and I think people think that you're a star. If I was 13 and I had a band and I had all these things that you're doing, oh, I would be
That's
taking so advantage of that situation. I would be pimping the situation out pretty much for lack of a better term. All right, I'm almost 21 now and I'm taking advantage of everything I'm doing. But you know, okay, so 13 years old, I can't get over that. So what made you? Okay, you can sing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can sing. I'm not taking anything away from you. A lot of people can play the guitar. All right, but what made you say, you know what? I'm going to take my spare time. I'm sure your parents make sure you get your studies done first. Right, you got reading, writing, arithmetic
She's
comes
like,
first.
Yeah,
sadly,
I wish. Don't we wish that we could just leave school behind? Yes. You don't need it. I'm gonna be honest with you, Vinzio.
What's your favorite subject?
Reading and writing.
You read a lot. What's your favorite book?
Well, I have two trilogies that are my favorite: The Hunger Games, and then
I like The Hunger Games.
There's a new one, the Divergent series. We had to read it for school, and then
Hunger
I.
Games was a book.
And I read the
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That was a movie.
I mean, it's from a book though.
I haven't seen either one. I haven't read the book or seen the movie, so I don't know. So you're reading books. Keep going, Peaches.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Thank you.
I have a lot of things I want to talk to her about, but I'm gonna let you, since I don't want you to come from my neck. I want you to get out what you need to get out.
I'm sorry. The trilogy. What's the name of it?
Divergent.
So what do you say about? Did you read Harry Potter?
No, not really. They're kind of long. Takes a lot of time.
I was a huge I'm kinda Harry
lazy.
Potter fan.
I watched the movies. You cannot be lazy. Don't say that.
Yeah.
I have no chance.
How
can
are you
be lazy?
I mean, you're everywhere for 13. You can't
I see
be
some
lazy.
Eye rolls in the room.
Your parents think you're lazy?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. All the kids are lazy.
You know, they always think that.
Yeah.
But so. Go ahead, Peaches. Go ahead. No. I'm letting you shine today, all right? Because I don't want to hear it later.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore because he's just attacking me now. Go ahead, Brad.
So how can, to me, if I'm in your position, right? I'm saying, all right, school's about school. I'm in school, but hey, let's push it back for a second, all right? Look, I'm a star. I'm a superstar. I'm Vin Zeal, all right? I'm Vin Zeal. All right, that's what I am. So that's what I'm going to be, and that's what I'm going to do. Do people call you Vin Zeal at school?
Yes, and it's really weird.
It's weird? You don't like
that?
No,
they say Vin Zeal.
Vin Zeal.
Yes, that's all they say.
They say, look, it's Vin Zeal. I'm like, hi.
So why do you think people don't like you? This is the vibe I'm getting. You're saying, do you think people might be a little jealous that you're the superstar, Vin Zeal? You have like an amazing video on the YouTube, which your YouTube is what? YouTube.com/Vin Zeal?
Mm-hmm.
I am Vin Zeal. Okay.
Say that on the microphone for me.
I am Vin Zeal.
That you are.
Yeah, it's just really weird at school. I'm not necessarily at the bottom of the food chain or the top. I'm more of like in the middle where I'm satisfied with everything and kind of like lay low.
That's the best way to be. Popularity is overrated. You know, people in, yes. And you're in the what grade?
Eighth grade.
You don't want to deal with people trying to be popular and then everybody trying to be your friend just because you know, you're doing all this amazing stuff. So you stay right there in the middle.
No. Don't let her.
Don't listen to Brad.
That's
don't listen to Brad.
Stay at the middle.
Just don't listen to Brad.
The best part of success and fame is that everybody wants to be friends with you.
No, yes, they do.
You don't have time for that because you're trying to be at the top of the food chain, but not their food chain. They're not the right food chain. Brad, don't listen to Brad.
I got you.
Ever.
Ever.
No, hey, listen to me. All right? Listen to me. All right, because I know these things. All right, it's not called the Peaches and DJ Motai Show.
But ask Brad, Brad calls me Peaches. All
right.
Peaches.
All right. So I know what I'm talking about, Vinzio. Don't listen to these. They're going to give you what they think is good advice. I'm going to give you the real advice. All right. Take advantage of it. All right. If a teacher gives you a C on a test, God forbid, you say, do you know who you're talking to?
Do not say that.
I'm Vinzio.
Do not say that.
And she's like, Vinzio. And you say, yes, I'm Vinzio. So make that. I'm gonna sing you a C note. All right, that's about only C I'm gonna do. All right, you're gonna give me that A++ because you know why? You're a star, Vinzio. Don't let these people tell you you're not.
I hope it's a very long time before you have any children. Anyone catch the reference?
Crooked smile.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Look at that. What makes you? Okay. Let's say, who do you listen to? Because you did the Indie Ivory song. J. Cole. I'm a huge J. Cole fan. Who are your influences musically right now? Who are you listening to? Who's on the iPod?
One, I don't have an iPod.
Oh.
Two, I don't really.
iPhone.
Well, I don't have music on there. It's new. So I normally just listen to, like, not necessarily really anything, but just, like, different things that people are talking about. And I recently got on to Emily Sade. I really like her music. And Alicia Keys has always been a big influence. I really like her.
I can see that. But what made you want to say, I'm going to take J. Cole, you know, who is kind of classified as, like, you know, one of the top tier MCs right now, you know, Nas comparisons and all that. What made you say, I'm going to take J. Cole's song Crooked Smile and I want to cover it myself? What was it about the record?
Actually, it was just a suggestion, but, like, once I did it, I kind of got into it and kind of started, like, interpreting it and figuring out how I could put, like, my own spin to it. And then I watched some, like, YouTube covers of, like, acoustic things, and it was really cool. I liked it.
What does the song mean to you, though? Because when you hear J, not your version, mm-hmm. let's say when you hear J. Cole's version, mm-hmm. right? What does the song mean to Vinzio? What do you take from it?
Learning to love the things that you're insecure about and just, like, realizing that the things that you have are beautiful. Pretty much. That's how I interpreted it.
Look at that. You could tell that she's
smart. No, that's awesome, though, because, you know, being in middle school, I remember being in middle school, sometimes it's not easy, you mm-hmm. know, and sometimes people are mean and they say mean things, and it's very good that you have that thought process and that's how you feel about it. That's great, because people don't have that. Some people don't.
I can't really remember middle school too much.
You were there, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, Peaches. I'm sorry I'm not old.
No, I'm not old.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you always say, like, what are you in your mind? You're a 58-year-old woman, 68-year-old
63.
Woman? 63. 63?
In my mind.
Can you explain this? Because I've never really understood, why do you think you're 63 years old in your head?
I mean, all my life I've always gotten, I'm just an old soul. Like, people have always, like, you're an old soul. And sometimes it's how I feel. But I'm like, fine wine. I just get better with time. My mama told me it's time to start lying about my age. So I'm just going to make it disappear. That's what I decided.
So. Don't listen to her. All right. Just like I said, listen to me. Everything will be okay. So you listen to Alicia Keys. J. Cole, are you a hip-hop fan? Because I see you kind of sometimes you're on these shows with some hip-hoppers.
I'm kind of a fan of, like, all genres of music. And then I like to take, like, different techniques in different songs and, like, combine them into my own style. So, yeah.
Look at that. She diddy-trained me right there. She tiptoed around. Do you listen to hip-hop? And she answered it her way. Look at that. I can tell. You're smart over there, man. I see you. He knows. See, she actually has more interview skills than 50% of people that we talk to.
That's very true. We talk about this all the time. Sometimes it's very hard to get people to answer the questions or to say anything, but you're doing a very good job.
Thank you. She's very good. So you don't like hip-hop?
No, I'm not going to say that I don't like it, but I do like the beat. Like, gets me moving. You like the hip-hop beat? Yeah, it gets me moving. Like, just listening to it.
So let's ask a topic issue. I was visiting Grandma. Grams is good. She says hello, everybody, by the way. But she was watching Katie Kirk. My grandmother loves Katie Kirk. She wishes she was Katie Kirk. My grandmother, I swear, she always comments on her hair. I wish my hair was like that. My grandma, you have, like, an afro. It's actually really nice. She has, like, a old people blue hair afro. I love it. My grandmother has an afro pick in her room.
We said,
I wanted to buy her the one that has, like, the fist on the top. How great would that be if she was just at dinner? My grandmother has a boyfriend, too, at the facility she lives at. You know, gosh. Just pulls it out, picks her hair just in the middle of, like, dinner. He's like, what is that?
Your hair is blue?
Huh? No, it's blue hair. That's like a old people term.
Oh, okay.
Term for old, ladies.
Right. I was gonna. I thought you meant
blue
like,
hairs.
I thought you were gonna be like.
Remember that?
Marge
remember that
Simpson?
Teacher we had who had green hair?
No.
You remember her?
No.
The old lady.
No.
I don't know why. Since she's young, I'm getting all these school memories coming back to me.
No, because it wasn't that long ago.
All right, peace.
They're fresh.
All right, so you're coming up on the on your first semester of eighth grade, right? It's just about to be over,
mm-hmm.
And then boom, then you have a next semester, and then boom, high school. What school do you go to?
Timberwood Middle School.
Where is that?
In Humble.
Oh, in Humble.
Yes.
Oh, that's a drive. Mm-hmm. That's not close at all.
Oh.
Timberwood, and then what high school do you plan on going to?
Atascocita High School.
Is that in Humble?
Yes.
Okay. I figured. Okay, so let's talk it back. Take it back. So you started performing. You got your whole band together. All right? And then y'all started rehearsing. Now, when your first rehearsal coming for your first show, right? What all went into that? Because I know, like, you had to probably figure out the songs. And for me, like, for our band, we were all friends first, so we knew each other. We were all cool with one another. So we already had, like, an instant chemistry. Well, with your band, did you know the band members, or was it kind of like a cold situation?
I wasn't really that familiar with the band members, but my like very, very, very first performance was at my uncle's house. And then I was working with one of my church members, and she was playing violin. And so I already knew her. And so we just were practicing about like two or three times, but it was really fun. And then once I met the band, I kind of got adjusted, and then I really took to them, and it was really fun.
No, okay, so you didn't really know the members, though, mm-hmm. So now y'all are kind of probably getting the rhythm together,
mm-hmm.
All right, who you like, who's your favorite member of the band, I'm going to put you on the spot, so you're going to make some people mad, but guess what, it happens in life.
I don't want to be mean, I'm not going to say anything.
Look at her, I'm trying.
She's good,
I'm
she's
trying.
Good.
I'm
she
trying.
Got a boyfriend? No, no.
Oh, whoa,
no.
Whoa, Peach has talked to her.
Do you? No boyfriends? Daddy said no boyfriends.
Destiny says no boyfriends.
Ooh, good job. Good job. I had to check. I like to hear that, though. That's a good thing. That's my. I don't have a question.
Why no boyfriends?
Because the kids at my school aren't cute.
Oh, okay.
That's a good reason.
That makes sense. Humble boys, no, not so much?
No.
No one? There's no one at all.
So did y'all have like a homecoming? I had a dance yet?
They had the harvest dance today, but eighth graders don't go to that. Don't go to dances.
Oh,
it just
cool
brings you lower on the food chain.
No.
Oh, she's trying to get that middle.
It's new rules. New rules.
So I'm going to let you sixth and seventh graders go.
So y'all didn't have a homecoming or anything? So what do y'all have? Like, y'all don't have a eighth grade dance? That
we do. At the end of the year, we have the maroon and white ball.
Who's taking you? You don't know yet?
No.
Okay. We'll have to bring her back and figure out who she's taking to this dance.
We might have to go scouting. We might have to find some non-humble people. We got to go look at the local middle schools. We got to in a non-creepy way. We got to scout.
You can go by yourself.
Brad's gonna find you the cutest boy he can find because that's just how picky he is.
Yeah, I have to. I wish my nephew lived in California. I mean, in Texas.
I think
he lives in California. I wish he lived in Texas. It'd be a good match. He's very smart like you.
So are you excited about being a freshman next year?
Actually, it's kind of like I want to say in eighth grade. But
eighth grade, best year ever. I'm not going to lie to you.
I had fun in eighth grade.
Year.
I'm not going to say it was my best year, but I had fun.
Yeah, but I'm kind of, like, excited because ever since I was little, I've been planning, like, what high school would be like. They'd have, like, all the jocks and everything and all the cliques. And then I would run onto the field as, like, a cheerleader and run up to the quarterback and just hug him and stuff.
Oh!
She's got fantasy.
So do you cheer? Do you do any sports?
Oh, no.
No? Are you going to cheer?
I can't cheer.
Why can't you cheer?
Because she can sing.
No, because
right?
I'm not very athletic, but I do like running.
Track. So track, maybe.
Kind of, sort of, but I'm not that good at winning, so that doesn't really help my situation.
No, you're great at winning.
How are you not good at winning? What does that mean?
You're winning right
like,
now.
Whenever I'm winning. In practice, I can do pretty good, but then I kind of crack under pressure. Like, if you study.
I've seen you sing. There's no way you crack under pressure.
No, not like that. Singing is kind of like, eh.
It's easy. Okay.
I don't want to brag. No, I'm not saying that.
I mean, if you're a good singer, you're a good singer. That's not bragging. Those are called facts. Those are facts. You're a good singer.
Facts only.
Facts only.
Okay. Well, kind of, sort of, whenever I'm, like, in practice and I'll do pretty good, then whenever I start, like, going onto the field, it's, like, hot outside, and then I'm like, oh, gosh.
Oh, so you're a diva.
No. I'm not a diva. Yeah.
You're gonna grow into your Mariah Carey diva phase.
No. All right,
you got to go through it. You're gonna drive your
Brad's
parents
in
crazy.
His.
I'm a Devo. Thank you very much.
A Devo.
Is that a word?
It is now. It is now.
I just
now.
Made it one. All right, off the rip.
He is.
So, oh, I remember we were talking about my grandmother, right? Watching Katie Couric, right? And when I went in, we were visiting. She has a little popcorn machine in her room, so we popped some popcorn. I salted it. Put a little butter on it, all right? Put a little pepper because she likes a little kick.
Details.
Yeah, it's all in the details.
I put hot sauce on my popcorn.
Ooh, no, spicy. No.
Ooh, I'm going to try that.
You should try it.
Mm-hmm. Do you do that? Can you
He's
do that
Asian.
Sriracha on the popcorn?
Do that. Why not?
Oh, my mind was just blown right there.
But then, but how did you frown at my hot sauce?
Because that's nasty. But
what?
Sriracha is hot sauce.
Thank you.
Okay, you know those, like, when you get hot and sour soup, they bring those, like, little crispy things out? Mm-hmm. What are those called? Wontons. No, are they called wontons?
Called chips, I don't know.
They're like a little, there's like
crackers?
Crispy little thing. Are they rice crackers? Whatever they are, it kind of reminds me of popcorn.
Okay.
And I put sriracha on those.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'm just saying, I think that would be a good idea.
Tangent.
Katie Couric, all right? they were doing this whole segment. Like, she dedicated her whole show to the youth, right? Mm-hmm. And her youth was 18, and like from like 10 to 18, right?
And yeah, I'm good.
And they said, like, the main problem for the youth today is they're looking, like, the one is their social media, so cyberbullying is a big thing. But another thing is they're all looking up to the teen idols right now. Their biggest conversation topic was Miley Cyrus, right? And I think Miley Cyrus was just, like, in the MTV Europe Awards or something like that. And she had another moment where she had a little twerk fest on stage. And apparently she was maybe indulging in some non-great activities on stage. And they said, that's the problem with the youth. Miley Cyrus is the issue. What do you think about Miley Cyrus, Vinzeal? Do you think too much twerking going on? When there's supposed to be a lot of hard working going on?
When I hear the name, I kind of cringe back. But
me too. I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh, because, like, all these horrible visuals come in my head. And then I think about how, like, I used to watch Hannah Montana, but then it, like, completely changed. She really? Wasn't Hannah Montana. It was Miley Cyrus straight. Just Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about her, man.
So who do you, like, look up to? Or who, that is in the entertainment industry right now? Are you like, okay, they're cool?
Let's go younger, like a younger person.
Oh. Let her pick.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to narrow it down.
Don't be narrowing down her options.
Peaches?
I really like Katy Perry.
I like Katy Perry.
I just like her, like, creativity and, like, free spirit. I think it's really cool. And I watched her video Roar, and I kind of, like, played it over and over and over and over and over again. And
so
over.
You're a Katy fan. Did she just come out with the album? Did she have a record out? Right?
It's called Prism.
Prism, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you got that one.
No, I just listened to it on YouTube. Free stuff.
Oh.
Free stuff.
Download illegally?
Is that you. It? Who else?
I'm with that.
I don't really study. I actually need to start studying artists more. But I think that's about it as for now. But once I start hearing other people and, like, realizing or understanding their personality, like, based off of how they sing and just how they perform in general. But yeah, so far it's just Katy Perry.
So who do you have posters of in your room?
Actually,
people
I just
still have posters.
She might.
No one has posters, Peaches.
What if she has posters? You probably have posters in your room.
I don't have posters in my room. What do I have in my room?
You have our show flyers, which are...
No, those aren't in my room anymore.
Oh.
I want
to
look at
Brad.
You
cool
for them.
Yeah.
Brad, right, well. Brad don't know what he's talking about.
Peaches, that's preposterous. You think she has posters in her room.
Do you have posters in your room?
No, I just have drawings.
You draw?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Do you post them online anywhere?
No.
You paint?
No. I like... just, like, looking at different things on the internet. I don't, like, trace them on the screen. Like, put my paper up there. But I just look at different things, and then I draw them, and then I try to come up with, like, different ideas. Or I look at a quote online, and it kind of, like, inspires me to draw something. It's really cool.
That's cool.
Look at that. We're going to take a quick break on the show. DJ Motai is going to play us some stuff. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your songwriting and what kind of music genre. I know you like a lot of them, but which one do you maybe fall in? We're going to be right back with Vin Zeal on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. DJ Motai, play us some music. And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. We're back with our interview with Vin Zeal. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
She's just so happy. She's
and polite so, and very and articulate. Polite. I love it.
You know, on stage, she explains things to people, like the lyrics. She kind of interprets them and lets people know what she's singing about. And no one does that. She does it so articulately. You know what I'm saying? It's very, what are you looking at, Motai? My mic's not picking up? No, we're good. She does it very well. Now, you also, though, you explained on Sunday, you were talking about the song you have, Into the Dark. What is it called?
In the Dark.
In the Dark. In the Dark. Now, you wrote that song, okay? What goes through your head when you're writing a song? Because not a lot of singers nowadays write their own stuff. You know, they have teams of people writing it and blah, 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 blah. What makes you think, one, you have the ability to, and what goes through your head when you're writing these songs?
I don't really think anything's going through my head besides like lyrics that pop up. And then normally I'll hear something or see something that's going on around me and it'll kind of inspire me to do something. And like within the dark, whenever I was in the car and then my brother called my dad and then he said, I'm just as in the dark as I was when I got on the phone. And so,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, everyone started laughing. And then my little brother said, I'm in the dark. Does anybody have a flashlight? And so, we started laughing. And then my mom was like, that would be a good song. And then I was like, it would. And then I went home and I started writing. And then God blessed me with lyrics. And so it was really fun.
What's your writing process?
It normally happens, like, if I start writing a new song, it normally happens after I finish practicing guitar. And then, like, I'll start experimenting with different chords or different things that I learned. And then Then I asked my dad, hey, Dad, what would be a good topic for a song? And then he tells me. And then he says it in, like, his professional voice, and he's like, emotion. Then I just start writing and processing different things. Then I come up with a beat, and then it just goes on from there.
Too? You produce a beat and everything?
Oh, no. I wish. But, like, I just think of, like, just like a basic tempo, then like a general idea of what it would be like.
Wow. So, but you do help construct your beats. You do have input and say on how your sound is.
Kind of, yes.
I mean, for what you said, that's what it sounds like. And that's, you know, that's a good thing, because like Brad said, a lot of times, especially with female singers, they don't really have a lot of say, you know, with the development, the creative process with their music. So I think it's amazing for you to be 13 and have that much involvement in your songs and, you know, with the lyrics and the beat. I couldn't come up with a beat.
I'm with you, Peaches. I'm with you. I wish I started performing at 13. How dope
is it? He's jealous. He's going to talk about this for like 2 days.
Well, hey, I started at 16. Thank you very much. But 13, that's another 3 years she has on me. For life, I'm always going to be like, man, she's been performing 3 years longer than me. You know, like, I guess, she's got to jump on me. I don't like it. For the In the Dark, you shot a video for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a video I saw last night on YouTube. Now tell us about the idea behind the video, how it all came about, and maybe, like, you know, what happened on the day of the shoot, because I know days of shooting videos can be hectic. All right, I see some eyes rolling right now, because I'm sure there are some things that happened. So tell me about the video.
Well, it was just one long night while we were shooting it, and I was really excited, really nervous, and then I was actually with some of my old friends, and I was telling them about it, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Then I was like, yeah. But then
I was like, yeah. That's right.
And so, that's right. I went out there and was like way different than what I expected. Not in a bad way, but it was like all the buildings are like hidden. They hide them in like buildings that are like different. And then you expect it to be like an extravagant place filled with lights and color. And then it's like, oh.
This is where I'm shooting.
And then you go inside and it's so cool. It was like a CD print shop, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I got my makeup done and everything. And I met a makeup artist. And then I got my hair done. It was really fun. It was like a long process. But then, of course, I got to wear makeup. So that was really fun.
You know,
get to do.
I gotta share a story. I gotta share something. Oh. We gotta share the story.
Tell us.
2011, you know, the band, we did an interview recently. And when we got there in the morning, right, they're like, all right, you know, we're about to get started. We've got to get everything together. We're going to get y'all in hair and makeup. And I was like, whoa, what?
Brad's like, you're not touching
first
Brad,
of all.
You're not touching Brad's
first
hair.
Of all, the hair is great already.
You're not touching the hair.
But I was like, makeup? Let's talk about that. What are you talking about? Anyway, all got dolled up in makeup, right?
He told me he wore it the next day.
I did not wear it the next day. I washed it off that night.
He washed his face.
I did look intense, though. I looked intense. I was walking her like I had the eyeliner, right?
He asked her what kind of pencil it was. Make sure you can go get one.
Yes. Yes. And now I'm subscribed to all of Clinique's email updates. Thank you very much. I was walking around with that eyeliner, though. I was looking at people like, hey, what's up? Like, I thought I was so intense. I felt like I was Captain Jack Sparrow. So, okay, you had the hair and makeup done, and then talk about the filming process. Were you nervous to be in front of the camera?
Yes, I was kind of nervous, but then my producer said that to make it seem like I was acting, which I really like. And so I was doing all this stuff, and I kind of tried to imagine what it would look like. And it came out really different than what I imagined it, but it was really cool. And so I had to, like, hold out my arm for a long time in one part, and I was like, just imagine you're a tree, imagine you're a tree. And
imagine,
like,
you're a tree.
Imagine you're a tree.
The next time you have to stand really still, I'm like, imagine you're a tree. Imagine
your hair is foliage. You have branches. You're consistent of bark. I am a tree.
Yeah, this is kind of,
you're a tree. Keep going.
So I imagine I was a tree, and then I had to, like, grab stuff in the air, and I was like, what am I doing? Just grabbing up in the air. And then I got to eat gummy bears whenever I got sleepy, so that was fun.
Oh, when? What kind? The Harbro ones? Wins.
Are those the big ones or the small ones?
They have come in the gold packages.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
The company that makes those trolley spiders, they make oversized gummy bears.
They make the little mini ones, right?
And then they make the little mini ones, but they make the huge ones that are like this.
They make big gummy bears? I couldn't do all that.
I'm like the snack queen.
She
I'm
is
all about
queen.
Snacks.
That's why we were almost late here today, because she's like, we got to get snacks.
I did not say that today, and you are not going to put that on me, because it's like the only time I have never said that.
I poppycock.
Very good. I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, doggone it. anyway, you're young out here, and you're doing a lot, and I see you have your dad with you, and your mom's here too. It kind of reminds me of somebody. All right, I'm not going to put too much on you right now. Mm-hmm. You got a little Beyonce kind of vibe going, you know what I mean? Young singer-songwriter, super talented, knows how to rock a crowd. Her parents are behind her. Speaking of which, though, I know that you actually met the father of Beyonce. You met Matthew Knowles, correct? Mm-hmm. What happened there? How'd that come about?
Well, I was walking off stage, and I went to go say hi and, like,
where were you performing?
At the House of Darion.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, for sure.
And so I walked off stage, and I was, like, greeting people and saying thank you for coming. And then they were like, go back on stage. And then I looked back, and I was like, who is that? So I walked back on.
Who's that guy?
And I walked back on, and then I saw his face, and I started, like, getting, like, really nervous. But I tried not to. I was like, smile, look pretty. And then so I started asking him all these questions and everything. And I responded, then I kind of started getting nervous, and I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, so then I had to sing again, and that went all right. It wasn't my best work.
Oh.
But.
You a little nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous, but I didn't know why I was nervous, because I'd never seen the guy before. So it was like singing in front of a stranger, like, yeah, you seem important.
Yeah.
Handshaking. Yeah. But
how do you like doing that? You know, having to go out and shake hands and to meet people and doing the networking part of that.
That's really the only part that I'm kind of like trying to adjust to. But it's like really weird going up to someone that I don't know and saying, hey, follow me on Instagram. Don't know you, but yeah. Don't know if I'll follow you back, but don't, get a shot.
Don't follow back. You got to keep that ratio back. Look good. You know, you got to have more people than, you know.
Follow me, I won't follow you.
I do that all the time. I feel so bad. Sometimes I just go and I like other people's pictures randomly. I don't follow them. I just go like, you know.
So you can show up on the feeds?
Or you can follow.
I do that too. I was gonna make it seem like it was just him, but I do that as well.
Hey, you gotta know these tricks, Vinzio. Mm-hmm. All right, you gotta know these little.
What is your Instagram? People want to follow it
at I am Vinzio.
Follow her on Instagram.
Definitely. Now I am. I work with a guy named Booker T. He's a WWE Hall of Famer, and the WWE does a huge campaign called Be a Star. You know, it's about it's an anti-bullying campaign, and you know, dealing with that. You know, in 21st century, 2013, almost 2K14. I put a K in there so I would sound cool. But anyway, it's almost 2K14. And bullying has really become a huge issue, you know, in the school, now online, social media. What do you think about bullying? How do you feel about it? Are you a bully, Vinzio? Do you bully people?
No.
I bully them with my talents.
I mess with my little brother, but that's about it. But
oh, well, he's a little brother. That's what you're supposed to do.
He bullies me.
That's not bullying. That's love.
Me all the time.
Yeah, that's love. That's how that works.
Do you see bullying going on in school?
It's not as heavy anymore since people have like been attacking it so much.
Yeah.
But I used to see it a lot. It's like even when I was real little, but I was like, that doesn't look right. In seeing different things in different people around me, it was kind of impacted me, but I was scared to say something about it. So, and I feel like really bad because like I notice how I still go to the same school as those kids. And so I notice how they're kind of like affected by it now. And then I feel kind of like guilty for not doing it, but I was little. And so
what about now?
Would
you stop it now?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You stop them with your gift of melody.
You should sing people out of bullying. You should sing to them how they shouldn't be a bully. Be? That would be great.
Yeah, do that. Have a
stop.
Little
don't hit him.
You could like a whole little video about how bullying is just whack.
Yeah, for sure. That would actually be kind of
like
cool.
A musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should
it
look
could
into
be a
this.
Musical.
You should look into this.
Yeah,
we're making
cool
things happen right now.
You don't let us get you started on what we think that you should do. You'll be here all night. We'll come up with all kind of ideas.
What's on the horizon, though? What are your plans right now? You know, I know you have the video out. You have, you know, you're doing shows. You're working on like a full length project that people can hear. What's going on?
Nothing to my knowledge. I kind of get
working
told
right now.
Yeah, right now I'm just kind of like developing different ideas and coming up with new concepts, but I don't think there's anything major coming up.
So what's your overall goal? What's your next big goal that you've set for yourself?
Well, I've always wanted to go on Broadway. I think that would be like really, really, really
awesome.
That'd
be amazing.
Yeah, I could see that. Have you ever seen a Broadway show?
No.
I saw Mary Poppins, and it blew my mind how like much goes into those shows.
They're amazing.
Sweet Jesus Christ.
So what are you going to do to get prepared for that?
Definitely continue to work on my vocals and then like just general speaking as well. And
you have a very good speaking voice.
You do. You're very articulate.
She's very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's kind of weird. I mean, that's a good thing though, because you know, as you get older, like I can say when I was about your age, I was as articulate as you are. But then as you get older, you get more comfortable. And then when you start surrounding yourself with different people, you start to lax in the way that you speak. And then you don't realize how important
it is. Peaches hangs out with the ratchets. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sometimes.
She hangs out with the ratchets.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
You know, she's not Peaches with a Z for no reason. All right. Stuff like that happens sometimes.
From time to time.
So what's your future plan though? What are you working on? You know, like what's coming up? You have anything coming up like show wise or anything like that?
Yeah, I do have a lot of performances coming up.
Let us know. Let people know. So what's the, let's say,
where can they figure out where you're gonna be playing?
Or where
on my Instagram.
On your Instagram, which is I Am Vinzeal.
Follow her on Instagram so you can go watch her sing.
So okay, plug all your stuff. You have I Am Vinzeal on Instagram. What's your Twitter? YouTube?
I am Vinzeal. I am Vinzeal.
Who are you?
Vinzeal. I am Vinzeal.
Not Vinzeal.
On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Definitely.
That was like a perfect little commercial.
Look at her.
You ready? She's a star.
She's such a star.
You could
see it on everyone's.
So I could redo my from now to then.
We need to go back in time.
Yes, we do.
We need to get this DeLorean.
Yes, we do. I watched that like last week.
Oh, favorite movie all time.
I know it is.
Oh, such a great movie. Have you seen, you know, Michael J. Fox? Never mind. We'll get later. All right. Well, Vincent, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much. I wish you nothing but success. You know you have the support of these three people.
She's the youngest person that we've had.
Is she?
On this show.
You are. You're the youngest guest of the show. So be very, very thankful. Remember those three little kids that we had that
we
one time?
We did. That were on that TV show, on the At Night show.
Anything else you want to mention before we let you out of here?
I'll be performing at the Debonair Lounge again for the Christmas special.
So, oh, yeah. Yes, the Debonair Christmas special. It's a big deal.
Are you guys sing Christmas carols?
Not like fa-la-la-la, but like...
You know, they used to have our choir used to go around and do that, and I used to make them come sing that song just to watch the... Well, you know how they do, like, everybody in the choir, like how they have them separate? Yeah. I love it. So I used to request it. Like, I had nothing to do with choir. I can't sing. I wasn't in band because I didn't like the teacher. But I used to go to the teacher, like, can y'all please come in front of my class and do this song?
We used to, back when I was in a choir in high school, like, we used to go around, the Lights and the Heights was the thing we used to do. You know, go around, sing on a porch, and freeze for, like, 4 hours.
You all right.
And our choir director had rosacea. So, like, his face was, like, extra red. So you're just looking at him. I'm like, man, you actually look like a reindeer. This is so great. Well, Vinzeal, we appreciate you coming on. Anything else you want to say before we leave?
I'd like to thank you for bringing me on your show.
You're welcome. We'd like to thank you for coming.
Thanked either.
We haven't.
That's the first time we've ever.
You know what? We have not. Thank you for thanking us.
You're welcome.
I am. I'm so happy. Thank you for thanking us, Vinzeal.
Thank you for coming as well.
Thank you for coming as well.
You're welcome.
Are you going to repeat me for the rest of the time?
Y'all can tune in next week to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand for all the stuff we got coming up. See y'all next week. Peace.
talk, talk, talk.